Actually, in spring of 06, we were contacted by someone from a record label, and we basically got a demo deal up in Seattle at Jupiter Studios to cut a few songs, and then the plan was on their end and ours to turn those sessions into a record.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Charles and I had written a full record basically, and we got up there and we just self-destructed because we could, you know, Charles and I had both written a lot of songs, and we each had a different idea of, you know, we agreed on half the record, and the other half we each had a distinct idea where we wanted to go. And, you know, basically, like, he was more into the 80s new wave thing, and I was more into kind of, you know, melancholy 60s pop, and we just let the pressure get to us. And
that was Charles was more into the
80s new. I mean, we both like it a lot. We both love synths. So that's where we kind of intersect. We both love Moogs, but we just it's happened to bands a billion times before when there's, you know, deadlines and money involved and stress. We just kind of, like, turn on each other, and instead of, like, trying to work it out and step back and look at the big picture, we were all living together at the time.
Right.
And it just kind of disintegrated, and we didn't realize, you know, kind of what we were doing. If we had taken, you know, a month or a couple weeks off, we probably could have solved it, but that record just kind of got aborted, and I would have liked to see it get made, but Charles moved out, and we're still friends, and we still kind of work together sometimes, but I went back and kind of rewrote a bunch of songs, and Jordan wrote a couple with me, and we kind of defined a 60s, but futuristic kind of psychedelic sound. At least that's what we're going for. You know, whatever people think, that's their opinion, but that's what we're trying. That was our goal, and we found Kim, and Jason, our drummer, stayed with us, and the summer of 06, we recorded a lot of the tracks, until, like, January, and we had met Martin Fevier, who is the producer at Jupiter Studios. That's when we had that kind of demo deal. We met him, and after Charles left, we'd play him demos every couple months, and he'd kind of give us some ideas or say, you know, you should try this.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually is playing with us now in our live band. So he was our kind of confidant. And so where am I? December. So basically, like, actually a year ago today, I found out I had cancer.
Yeah, Jordan was telling me about that.
So, it was actually a year ago today. So after that, I think I called Martin and said, let's book time to do an album, because it's one of those moments where, you know, you kind of just check your priorities, I guess. And I had always wanted to record with Martin. We kept meeting with him and talking to him, but it's a lot of money to record and a big commitment. And at that moment, we just decided, like, fuck it, I don't know if I'm going to be better or what's going to happen, but let's book the time for spring, and let's get in there and record an album. And he was really psyched to do it, and it gave me something to look forward to while I was getting chemotherapy.